There we go.
Okay.
Double Take is an extension of the award-winning movie review show, Cinema Classics, which airs Thursday at 8:01 p.m. on WCBE 90.5 FM, Columbus, Ohio. Produced and hosted by John DeSando, this podcast version features additional content and discussion with guests. Double Take is listed by FeedSpot as one of the top 10 movie podcasts on NPR.
I love hearing that. I'm John DeSando.
I'm Audrey Harkin, and I love doing it.
And this is Double Take.
Cinema Classics is produced and hosted by John DeSando. Listen to shows Thursday at 8:01 p.m. on WCBE 90.5 FM. And listen to shows and read reviews online at WCBE.org.
I'm John DeSando.
I'm Audrey Harkinen.
And this is Cinema Classics.
Now, what I'm surprised is that we have a murder mystery that you're commenting on, since you know these very well. In fact, are we talking a Brit here or not? It's American, no?
It's very Brit.
Yes.
It's all right. Very, very Brit.
This stars Keira Knightley.
Correct.
And the woman in Cabin 10.
Yes.
And it's a straight to Netflix.
Yes, indeed.
Okay.
Very interesting.
So, you know, kind of set it up for us, will you?
Yeah, okay. Well, this is from Ruth Ware's short story or book of the same name. Summary is, investigative journalist is invited on a luxury cruise to write about a philanthropist.
And that's Keira Knightley.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. Only to discover or uncover a sinister plot and perhaps a murder.
One of my other favorite actors is Guy Pearce.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Yeah. And so you got a double whammy there. Really looking forward to it in the comfort of my home.
Yes.
Yeah. And so having seen a few Agatha Christies in your
just
time,
a few.
What's your overall view of the woman in Cabin 10?
This is a classic formulaic Brit murder mystery,
okay,
or crime mystery.
All right.
And there's five pieces to it.
All right.
Okay, the first starts out with there's got to be money involved. And in this case, it's a will. But sometimes it's a treasure, sometimes it's information, blackmail or something. But there's always money involved. The second is isolation. You got to be isolated, and in our case, we're at sea. The third consideration or the third piece of this is an eccentric gathering of wealthy people all have backstories.
We're talking really wealthy.
Yes, and they all have baggage, literally and figuratively.
They better.
Right.
It's going to be interesting.
The fourth is a switch. Not everything appears that it as it should, or there's something
is
different.
That's
so in this case, we have a doppelganger. We have a lookalike.
Ah.
And the fifth is a love interest. In our case here, there's an ex. But in all classic Brit murder mysteries, there's a love interest. Maybe it evolves during the course of the story, but more often than not, it is two people thrown together, and it evolves
during
the
story. So this is Knightley and her ex.
And her ex, the photographer.
Photographer.
Right. That's
an interracial connection.
Yes, yes.
And I'm trying to think of what his name is. Oh, it's Ben.
Ben, correct. Yeah, that's David Ojala.
Yeah, David Ojala. I don't think that they flesh that out very much. Maybe it's not necessary in this genre.
Well, it is in the book. It's more fleshed out in the book. But yes, it is alluded to and gives credence to a couple of her behaviors that, like jumping into Cabin 10 because she does not want to talk to him as they're walking down the hallway.
Right.
So that, That creates a certain little tension.
I think as in always in these, and not just Brit, it has to be wealthy people. And so the really wealthy lady is dying.
Correct.
And her husband is kind of helping her through.
Yes.
And this cruise, what I like about this is that it's kind of intricate because it's and ironic to me because this is very wealthy being coddled to get their money.
Yes.
On this fantastic yacht.
Yes.
Which is a great location. So the rich are getting richer in a sense that the rich are here and they're being nurtured so that they will eventually give to the foundation, right?
Correct. I do believe they're board members. I think they're mentioned as board members.
Because this is the maiden voyage.
Yes, this is the first voyage of this newly created and crafted ship.
So some people don't know Keira Knightley is Brit.
Yes, she is.
And I think she's been in roles that where she has had an American accent.
Very American accent. Does it very, very well.
Wow, she really does. So how soon do we get into the real mystery of this? Yeah, is it? Do people have to wait? What do you think?
We're plunged into it very, very quickly. And I think that the American spin on the Brit formula is fast-paced. So it turns the story up, the volume up, and it's faster pace. There's lots of action. There's lots of fights and chases. There's swimming in freezing ocean. And so you don't have to wait very long before the story begins to unravel and then ravel back up.
We'll look at some further sleuth stories a little bit later. But right now, how does Keira Knightley stack up as actress or as the role in The Woman in Cabin 10?
Well, she does a very good job of almost an action hero kind of woman. Again, not quite the same in the book. She's not written quite the same. But she does hold her own, I have to admit. I found her credible when it comes to the chase scenes and the fights. And, she does a good job.
And how is she then as a sleuth? People are always going to look at Perrault or whoever it is that's your hero.
I think she's an accidental sleuth.
All right.
I think that she's accustomed to, in her writing, she's accustomed to asking questions. But to really dig like this, this is, I think that it's out of her depth and she questions at times whether she's right or not, or whether she's going down the right path.
I mean, she is a journalist, so she has an inquiry.
Yes, yes.
Her curiosity.
Right.
And so that plunges us immediately into the story, into the crime part of the story. The vanishing lady. How does this fit? I mean,
Well, it's better illuminated and shared in the book, where this is an affair that Richard is having, but he's chosen this young woman, Carrie, specifically because
he's having an affair with
the doppelganger.
He's
actually having an affair. Talks her into taking Anne, his wife's place.
Little bit incredible, don't you think?
Yes.
I mean, if you knew her at all,
right?
She would have to be a blank out. She'd have to be an imitation, like you won't believe.
Right, an identical twin.
Right, yeah, right.
But that was not very well fleshed out. That we have a situation where Richard has really been planning this. He's really crafted this from the beginning.
Crafted meaning the event or?
The elimination of the dying wife sooner than she has the opportunity to turn all of her assets over to the philanthropic cause, as opposed to he's not going to get it.
I love that. Yeah. I mean, what do you need to know? Right. As to who might be the prime suspect.
Well, absolutely. He's not going to get a dime.
And that's Guy Pearce, whom I like very much. He's so snooty Brit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, except it, back in the day when he did Adventures of Priscilla, the queen of the desert.
I
just loved him in that. But
yeah,
anyway.
And he was originally in Memento.
Yes.
That's when I first got his attention.
Yeah.
As a very fine actor and a great mystery of its own. Audrey, what is a primary strength of the woman in Cabin 10?
The primary strength in this version is the pace. It keeps us going. It's almost exhausting, but then it's satisfying in the end, which so many Brit stories are. But it just keeps moving.
Yeah.
And that... there's not a moment that you have at all. It just keeps going.
Well, tell me then, what is his primary weakness?
It doesn't take the time to talk about the individual characters. So
I agree with you.
Yeah, you can't get a good feel for. You go right for Richard. He's gotta be
right.
We don't get that little spin. Well, it could be the doctor, or it could be someone else. So that, I think that's a weakness.
Yeah, and I think one of the weaknesses comes from the fact they have too many characters.
They've got a lot of characters.
Yeah, they've just got too many, and they can't in an hour and a half. It's
a
short film.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, Audrey, here we are. Summer is gone, right? We're in fall.
Yes.
And families, before they hit the big trons and all the other, what do you advise them about? They don't even have to get out of their homes,
I know.
Which you and I hate very much. But, you know, what do you advise them about the woman in Cabin 10?
I loved it. It was fun, fast, and a good ending, a good outcome.
Good, all right. Yep. Well, then let's look at our next segment and let's look at some other mysteries.
Absolutely.
Take care of this. Yeah. Well, Aud, we're talking about the woman in Cabin 10. Now, before we get into Agatha Christie, talk to me about Hitchcock. And is there anyone that you comes to your mind? I know there's a difference between Hitchcock and the standard mystery.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But is there anyone in Hitchcock that comes to your mind?
1938, The Lady Vanishes.
You're...
Of course, that is the best. That's Ethel Lena White, who wrote the story.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's he does... the direction and the producing so well that he really sets the bar and sets the standard, so that years later when Agatha Christie is in movie form, they're following Hitchcock.
And I've got one quote. Can you put up with it?
Oh,
about Hitch?
Absolutely.
He didn't like to make mysteries. He liked to make suspense films.
Okay.
Right. So you can see the difference right there.
Yeah.
The difference is that in a mystery, it's an intellectual exercise trying to figure out who done it. Whereas with suspense, it's more about the tension created from knowing what was done, or even how it was done and who did it, and knowing that someone is in danger or it's happening to them. And you already mentioned The Lady Vanishes. And other, I had another suggestion, To Catch a Thief.
Yes.
That's Cary Grant, right?
Right, right. A lot of them have that suspense and that, and many of the characteristics. One of the characteristics, though, I think is really important, is that isolation feature, because that encloses the group and you get a better, you get a better sense of the each individual characters. You don't have outsiders that are coming.
Although this yacht is so big.
Yes.
It's like a minor city.
I know. It's really amazing.
You're really beautiful.
Yeah.
I thought maybe a few too many shots of the yacht.
That, yes, there were. I mean, there were many.
There were many. But you might say, look at John. This is the setting.
Yeah.
And this. Achieves that isolation you're talking about, even
right,
though
right, it's and it gigantic. Continues to reinforce it every time they do a long shot of the boat just in the middle of nowhere.
Do you remember one that came out a couple of years ago? A mystery. Now again, we're getting back to the Agatha Christie type.
Okay.
Knives Out or something.
Yes. Yes.
Isn't that on aboard a boat? No or not? I don't think it's not. Right.
No, it's in a resort of some kind, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, it's in a resort, if I remember it correctly.
Yeah, but it didn't strike you as...
It didn't grab me.
Okay, who was Perrault?
I don't remember.
And it wasn't Branagh. He's in Nile, right? Kenneth Branagh, isn't he? Plays
Branagh is, yeah, he is in...
Something of the Nile?
Yeah, Death on the Nile.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
I do believe he was, yeah. Yes.
Now, I mean, even Keira Knightley can't compete with that.
No, you can't.
I mean, this, and how the importance of the actor. Mm-hmm. Now, somebody like Johnny Depp has played Perrault, probably can, and probably may have.
Yeah, yeah.
But there are other actors.
Peter Ustinov.
Peter Ustinov,
yeah,
great, yes.
He's done him.
And the Two for the Road.
Yes.
Finney.
Yeah, Albert Finney.
Albert Finney did a good Perrault.
He did a good. He did an over the top. it was intended to be that caricature like. I think he really did.
All right. So, any other mysteries that you came to your mind
well,
that you would?
It was
I know
on,
you.
Yeah, Murder on the Orient Express, Death on the Nile. Those are the two, and then the third one, of course, was Lady Vanishes. Those were my go tos.
Yeah,
we're going to talk about others. What are yours?
Well, I have one.
Okay.
That we share with a mutual friend. And our appreciation.
And that is.
Chinatown.
Oh yeah. Oh, yes.
Although not the traditional.
It is not traditional. That is very Americanized.
I wouldn't
put that even remotely in the Brit category. But it is a classic suspense murder mystery.
Yeah.
Yeah, it combines both.
What's the difference? Why can't you put it in the Brit?
I think that there's those elements that are really, really necessary that I mentioned earlier, and that is isolation in it to a certain degree is really
right.
Important.
Chinatown's all over the place.
Yeah, it's all over the place. And then, well, most of the time we have the wealthy group of people. I don't think we have, maybe we do in Chinatown, the switch.
Ah.
Somebody
that's a good question.
Somebody who isn't, unless you're considering that Faye Dunaway is the daughter and the mother.
Yeah, I think that's good. I think that's good.
That's a
good
pretty good switch.
Yeah, that's a pretty good switch. Yeah. Now, I don't remember this one at all, but it strikes me that it should be maybe in your list. Clue? Clue was made into a film, but I don't remember anything about it or whether it's even worth mentioning.
I don't remember it.
Yeah.
Too many.
Another one, well, it must be Woody, right? Manhattan Murder Mystery is a Woody. Is that, am I true?
That's a later one, and you're better with the later ones than
okay.
I am. So.
Okay. Well, let's go to certainly one of the best examples in a different way. This would be our film noir.
Oh yeah.
And Maltese Falcon.
I would say that's detective.
Okay.
I wouldn't put it in this category because there is a detective involved. And
okay.
So
that's not usually the case to have a detective. In any of the ones that you've been describing. I think that's interesting. I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you have Keira Knightley as the journalist,
right,
sleuth.
Right.
And but
officially a detective of some kind.
Right,
I
right.
think that pushes it into another category.
Okay, all
yeah.
right. I had a couple of others, Witness for the Prosecution with...
That's mystery?
No.
That's a court drama.
Okay, court but that's drama. Still...
But it does have those elements. It has.
But it is an adaptation. Yeah, Billy Wilder.
Yeah, it has some. It has some good features of those suspense.
Yeah, Charles Laughton's in that as well as Marlene Dietrich.
Oh yeah,
we got some class A people doing this.
Yeah.
Gosford Park. Now I know one that you probably know. The Thin Man. Does that work?
Those are not. That is a whole other. Those are.
That's good.
Don't
confuse it with it.
They are comedic, and they are even though they're very well written, and there's usually of course a murder involved.
But no other Hitchcock that we would even.
I'm not sure. Again, I'm thinking of the isolation. And
I like that thesis. I think you're right.
We don't have a lot of Hitchcock. They're all over the place, and Hitchcock likes that, moving about and in introducing other characters.
All right, Audrey Harkin, we do have a female lead, in this case, Keira Knightley, playing our journalist, Sleuth.
Yes.
And we do have the isolation that you required.
Yes.
And it's called The Woman in Cabin 10. And I think you mentioned very appropriately how important the doppelganger motif is, and the inordinate wealth of the foundation people, and which puts them suspicious right away.
Every one of them, yeah.
Yes. So, Audrey, what do you advise about The Woman in Cabin 10?
I still love it. I very much like the story and that it meets those qualifications of the British murder mysteries.
All right, so go to your Netflix.
Yep.
I mean, what are you paying for? Nothing.
Right.
You just go there. I think you might have to get an ad or two.
You might have to.
You might
have to put up with an ad or two.
But otherwise, Audrey and I are saying, hey, you could do worse.
Fun. Oh, it's fun.
You could watch The Rock smash somebody. If you want to go out to your theaters and see that. Otherwise, stay at home now. We will not advise this in another month.
Probably not.